Hey everybody, Jeff Thompson, Friendly Freely Minnesota, and I am just coming down off a great high. I tell you, quite a buzz, quite the buzz. And the buzz was family and friends coming around. And what great help I had during this whole birthday, graduation, celebration, commencement, and gathering of family and friends. What a great time it was. And a lot of odd things happened, and it all just worked out in the long run. And I just want to thank everybody out there for just being part of my life. And you never know when the intersections contain all of us, you know, when we're walking down the path of life and sometimes our journeys intersect, and there we are. We make the best of it, and it was a good time. A lot of people helping out, pulling this all together, making it work. And when it was done, they all pulled together to put things back the way they were. Except for Jeff's egotistical, fantastical fortress, my man cave, my shop, my garage, my place, my abode. My ass, right off the terrace. It's a wonderful place that I like to spend time. And I'm not going to put it back the way it was, because right now it's not what it was. It's what it is. I'm in the moment. I like the moment. I'm going to strive for moments. And if you can be in the moment, that is a cool place, because it all happens in that moment and you're there to realize it. You're not stuck in the past. You're not worried about the future. You're enjoying the moment. You're enjoying the time people are with you, the people that you're sharing time with. And, you know, that's when you got to be there. That's what it's all about. And yeah, somehow I achieved that. And it was a great weekend. A lot of people, a lot of friends. Yeah. So if you ever get a chance to really take a break and think about the moment, and how you want to be in the moment, it'll really spell out what you got to do to get there. So get your work done, and you can play later. Get your play done, and you can work on getting your next time, your next moment achieved. It's just really neat. It's really neat. Be on top of the game. Put things back where you found them. Clean up after yourself. Little stuff that you learned in kindergarten. But you know what? It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. And I'm not putting this shop back how it was. No, it can't go back. I like it right now. I'm even going to call it Jeffrey's Egotistical Fantastical Fortress, formerly known as Jeff's. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I think really what I'm really going to do is just keep more practice on cleaning up after everything I do. And I've done a really good job, but I'm going to take it to a new level. And I think when you really think about something, taking something to a new level, what does that really mean? What does that really encounter? I think what it really encounters is that, yeah, appreciate where you're at. Appreciate where you are at with your friends and everything around you, and how does it interact with everything. And yeah, but when I get lost in my own little world, it can get quite cluttered with half finished and half baked ideas and all that. So this boy's moving forward. Jeffrey's Egotistical Fantastical Fortress. Yes. I ain't going back. Ain't going there. No way. Not me. Not the kid. Ain't going back. I'm going to keep this place. So I took my microphone, my KSM 57 Shure microphone, on the desktop boom arm. I mounted it. I basically set it there. It's got a big, heavy iron platform base. It's really cool. It really works good. And I got my MacBook Pro in front of me. And I also have my Helicon mic mechanic sitting there. And I got my iPhone sitting here. And underneath my bar on the shelf, I put a 3-drawer tray. And on top of it, I got the 802 Behringer mixer. And behind it, I got the UFO 202 RCA to USB. That's how it hooks up to my laptop. But what I did was I bored about a 1.5-inch hole in the side of the bar, on the side that goes closer to the wall than any part. And I bored another one down by the floor. And I brought in a grounded, well-grounded electrical extension cord. And then my outlet strip plugs into there, which is well-grounded. And I'm able to plug everything in and run in and out of those holes just right. So the minimalist of cordage is observable or cluttered. So it's really sweet. I really like it now. It's a compact, and it really works. So this is basically a test, checking it all out. And I'm using my newly acquired Bose QC3 noise cancellating headphones with a microphone on it. But I'm using the KSM Shure microphone right now, the KSM 3027. And liking it. I'm going to give this a listen back. Maybe I'll put it up there. I've been just playing around. I've been erasing everything I've been doing. So just yapping away in here, checking it out in Jeffrey's egotistical, fantastical fortress. All right. Y'all have a good day. And as always, bye-bye.